With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. should control Greenland instead of Denmark. Remarks likely to rattle a few NATO allies and raise tensions during the two-day summit in Ankara, Turkey. He claims the island is crucial for the U.S. and also states it is surrounded by Chinese and Russian ships. Reactions to new allegations against a Senate Democrat nominee are aimed at ending the party's support.
Democrats have begun pulling endorsements for Maine Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platner after he faces a sexual assault allegation. Platner won the Democratic nomination last month, setting himself up to face Republican Senator Susan Collins. The primary campaign arm of Senate Democrats called on Platner to drop out and said it would spend no money on the race if he's the nominee. Ken Martin, the party chair, said Maine Democrats should select a new nominee. Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren both announced that they were pulling their endorsements and called on Platner to drop out. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The British military says three tankers have been struck by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz in the latest attacks, targeting vessels moving through the critical waterway, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. U.S. World Cup dreams crashed down to earth in a decisive 4-1 defeat by Belgium.
The U.S. was beaten 4-1 by Belgium in the knockout match in Seattle Monday night, ending the U.S. men's World Cup dreams. Defensive mistakes put the Americans on their heels early in the game. On the bench, frustrated coach Mauricio Pochettino kicked a rack and sent water bottles flying.
I think we were not good enough. Wasn't our day. We didn't perform in the way that we're supposed to perform.
Belgium's Charles de Ketelaar scored twice and assisted on another goal. He said FIFA's decision to suspend U.S. star Fowler and Balogun's red card may have actually helped. Malik Tillman scored the sole U.S. goal, tying it up at 30 minutes with a deflected free kick after a foul. Audio courtesy FIFA. I'm Jennifer King.
And this is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some cuts.
The Department of Health and Human Services has informed Planned Parenthood and scores of other organizations they are no longer eligible for federal grants because they hand out sexually explicit materials to teenagers, materials that encourage promiscuity, not abstinence. More than $60 million taxpayer dollars will be saved by the HHS decision. Complaints about explicit material for teens go all the way back to the Obama administration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo wished America a happy 250th birthday and urged leaders to recommit the nation to its founding ideals, especially the protection of life. The pontiff referred to America's foundation by what he called courageous men and women who dreamed of liberty and a better life for themselves and for their children. He also recalled the founding ideal enshrining the right to life in the Declaration of Independence in asserting that every man and woman enjoys human dignity and must be protected. This is SRN News. America's biggest airlines making a bit of a shift. They're expanding their premium cabins and adding more luxury perks to attract the high-paying customers.
Industry experts say airline competition for customers willing to pay extra for comfortable seats, chef-designed food, and access to exclusive airport lounges has accelerated since the end of the COVID pandemic. Analysts say first class, business class, and premium economy seats now generate a disproportionate share of airline revenue. The United Airlines CEO says the industry isn't just courting big spenders, but is working to improve the experience for all travelers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Growing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. That's tantamount to higher oil prices and higher oil prices. Lower stock values. The Dow struggling right now. It's down 158 points. The NASDAQ down 189. The S&P 500 off by 23. More on these stories at srnnews.com.